The world-renowned physicist Stephen Hawking has spent much of his adult life in a wheelchair. Hawking has ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, and is paralyzed. Today, Stephen Hawking got the chance to get out of his chair and free himself from gravity altogether. He took to the skies over Florida in a jet that climbs and then dives sharply to simulate the zero-gravity environment of space. Hawking, who communicates through an electronic voice simulator, held a news conference before the flight.
As you can imagine, I am very excited. I have been wheelchair-bound for almost 4 decades, and the chance to float free in zero-G will be wonderful.
The Zero Gravity Corporation allowed Hawking to fly for free, but the event was also a fundraiser. Seats on the plane alongside Hawking and his medical team were sold at auction, raising $150,000 for various charities. Hawking is an expert on outer space phenomena such as black holes, and he's an advocate for space exploration.
I think the human race has no future if it doesn't go into space. I therefore want to encourage public interest in space.
NASA astronauts and other professional space explorers have been using the climb and dive method of zero gravity training for years. The flight was known in that circle as the Vomit Comet for its nausea-inducing qualities. But in advance of the flight, Zero Gravity Corporation CEO Peter Diamandis assured Stephen Hawking that wouldn't be a problem.
Given the nickname that NASA gives it and not ours, we have gone literally hundreds of people without having any motion discomfort. Zero-G has, we think, gotten rid of that nickname. We might have 1 in 50 people, 1 in 100 people who feel motion discomfort, and that's only typically after 15 parabolas. Today, our mission is to get Professor Hawking weightless for 25 to 30 seconds. When we come back with that accomplishment, we will have success. If we do more than that, fantastic.
No.
Well, Stephen Hawking ended up doing 8 climb and dive cycles, so he was weightless 8 times today.